Scott Panetti was born in Hayward and went to high school in Poinette. He killed his wife's parents in Texas 12 years ago and has been on death row in Texas about 8 years. His defense lawyer and some anti-death penalty groups argue that Panetti was severely mentally ill for much of the 1980s and was ill at the time of the killings. Sue Gunawardena Vaughn is with Amnesty International USA. She says Panetti should not be put to death.
There is considerable evidence suggesting that he was psychotic at the time of the shootings. He served at his own counsel. There's considerable evidence to show that not only wasn't he competent enough to sort of, you know, act in his own defense, but he was not even competent to stand trial.
This week, human rights groups asked Texas Governor Rick Perry to grant a 30-day stay of Panetti's execution so that Panetti can undergo a hearing on whether he's mentally competent to be executed. Panetti's lawyer, Michael Gross, is also asking a federal district judge in Austin, Texas, to reconsider an earlier decision not to grant a stay. But a conservative group, the Dallas-based National Center for Policy Analysis, doesn't think the execution should be halted. Senior fellow Sterling Burnett says Panetti's mental problems did not meet a legal standard.
A jury of his peers found that he was mentally competent, that he understood the nature of his crime, and they, as juries are given discretion, decided that his mental illness was not enough of a mitigating factor to make it life without parole.
Burnett says he hasn't heard of any new evidence that would merit delaying Scott Panetti's execution. The Texas governor's office told the Associated Press that Governor Perry hasn't made up his mind on the issue. The number of executions in Texas has declined slightly since Perry took over from George W. Bush. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.